So we're gonna before we start this sugya of hinuach, which is what's on Aveda, what's not on Aveda. You find something, maybe the guy left it there, he didn't leave it there, should I pick it up, maybe I should leave it there. It's a whole sugya, it's one of our most complicated sugyas in Aveda. But we had one gevaldika ha'ara from Rabbi Kveger on the Sma, that's negated a lot that we learned, so I wanted to speak it out. So one thing we discussed was that if you have something, even if it was lost from a yid, but it's in a place where it's roiv goyim, so if it's roiv goyim, even if it's a Jewish item, theoretically, you're allowed to keep it. Because you can assume that the person immediately was miyayish. Because if goyim found it, they're not going to return it to him. So therefore, you can assume that there's an automatic yush.
Even with simon.
What? Even with simonim, you can assume there's an automatic yush. Now, obviously, that's only items that you know that you found it after the person who lost it realized he lost it, because otherwise it's yush shalom midas.
I thought we just said this. If it's rov goyim,
it's yush, but he has to know that he lost it. If he doesn't know that he lost it, he wasn't miyayish yet. It's only yush shalom midas. Okay, so Gevaldika example of this is the following. Let's say you find a kosher meat in middle of the street. So in Walmart, they sell Empire. And you find right outside Walmart, you find a package of Empire turkey. So who bought that? Obviously a Jewish guy bought it. So it belongs to a Jew. And it's kosher. But it's a place of Rav Goyim. So the second that turkey fell out of his bag, he's miyayish, because I'm going to find that. I'm sure by now that turkey is long gone. It's in someone's, I don't know, whatever. So, Memela, you're allowed to keep it. So it's kosher. So it's for sure from a Jew, but you're allowed to keep it because Rav Goyim. So the Shulchan Aruch, if you look in the packet, has a Gevaldika case. The case is Azai. It's in the Shulchan Aruch section of the packet. It's in Reish Nun Tes. It's right in the middle. If you open the packet to the middle, it's right in the middle. And it's the top of this page, Sif Dalet. It's the very top, right in the middle, right here, Dalet. Small letters, but that's it, yeah. Lefika, Hamoitzi Chavios Shalyayin Be'ir Sheruba Goyim. Yena Aser Bahana. You're not allowed to keep the wine because you have to assume it belongs to a guy, but you're allowed to keep the kankan, the barrel. The imba, Yisrael v'nosam basim, and it's a gevaldika case. So now, you lost a barrel of wine, and the Jew comes along and gives a simon. So what did the Jew just do? He identified that it belonged to it, that it was a Jewishly owned bottle of wine, or barrel of wine. So he says, oh, zvadei shel Yisraeli. But where did he lose it? He loses it in a place of Rav Goyim. So nisya ashu mimena, but you can assume that it was Yush. Umuteres lemoitza b'shtia im istuma. So gevaldika case. So the gemaisa, the pshat is, this is barrel of wine, and I found it right in front of Walmart. The guy comes, I have nothing to do with it. I pick it up, I pour it out, because it's yayin nesach, but I can keep the bottle. Fine, wash out the bottle, and I have a bottle. Good. Now, as I'm about to pour it out, a yid comes, and says, no, that's my wine. It's kosher, no problem. You're allowed to drink it. So now, okay, if it's his, return it, give it to him. It's his. So Zuck the guy, so the guy he finds, it's like, oh, really? It's yours? Give me simonim, everything. Oh, yeah, there's a perfect simon. Great, so it's identified. It's yours. Perfect. Okay. Thanks, Koltov. And he goes and drinks it. Because the pshat is, now the guy identified it as kosher wine, but it doesn't negate the fact that he left it in the place of Roiv Goyim. So Mamela, you're allowed to drink it.
So even if you find out that he did not have yush on it, for forcing
can
you.
Can he insist he didn't?
So frek the smam. Hold on. This only works if you know that he was miyayish before you picked it up. Because otherwise.
You can tell from the case he was never miyayish because he's still looking for it.
What?
He's still looking for it.
Well, he was Miyash now, but maybe he wasn't Miyash when you picked it up. And if he wasn't Miyash when you picked it up, it's Yisur Asal Yade.
I'm saying that he looks like definitely never Miyash.
No, he was Miyash.
Why is he looking for it?
I don't know if he was looking for it.
Maybe he's not. He just sees that he found it.
Yeah, you put up a sign. I don't know what you did. Whatever. The case is that the guy identified it. But he was Miyash. But the question is, maybe he was Miyash after you picked it up. So therefore, you picked it up before Yish. So it's back to a case of Isura Asal Yade. Yeah? It's Isura Asal. It's effect the Sma. The Sma points out that you would have to, in Rishon and Test Yud, which is what we're up to, so he says, the Sma says, you got to be talking about a case that Davar Shemargish by Miyab Nifilasa, it's got to be that he knows that he was Miyayish before you picked it up. Yeah? So, Fraktub Giveger, Givalda Kakasha. One second. What's the lumdus of Yisur Asal Yade? Why doesn't Yush work after you picked it up? So we said over from the Ramban or from Tosfos. But let's say we say from the Ramban that the lumdus of Yisur Asal Yade is because you're a shomer for him. Since you're a shomer for him, so now he can't be miyash once you picked it up to return it. But for Zuktub Kveger, in this case, you picked it up without the das to return it. You picked it up with das to keep it because it was Rav Goyim. So therefore, even though you picked it up first before the yush, if he's miyash late, as long as you mean he's miyash at some point, it should work. It's not Yisur Asal Yade. Yisur Asal Yade is only when there's a chiv to return it. But if you picked it up and it was Rav Goyim, so there's no chiv to return it. So Mamela, even if he wasn't Miyayish, as long as Miyayish a year later, it should be okay. As I fractum kiveger. It's Givaldik Akasha.
Wait, why is that Akasha? It sounds like we should...
No, it's Akasha on the Sma. It's good. The Halach is good. But the Sma said that it's only talking about a case that you know he's Miyayish first. That's the Akasha. Fine, that was just a Gishmak Ha'ar from Rabbi Kiveger that'll come out La Halacha very, very Nagea. All right, let's go to these Halachas, the next Simon. So we finished Reish, I'm trying to go according to the order of the Shulchan Aruch. So we did Reish Nintes, we're going to start Reish Samach. But I'm not going to go to the beginning of Reish Samach, I'm going to go to the end of Reish Samach. But in order to do that, we got to learn a Gemara. And this Gemara is probably very Nagea L'maisa, La Halacha. The issue is a case of Safek Yinuach. Now, you don't know if the guy actually lost it, maybe he left it there. Maybe he left it there. So, you know, why am I getting involved if the guy left it there, right? So, let's see a little bit Gemara, and we'll speak out Tosis' pshat. We're going to spend the whole day today on Tosis' pshat. Once we spend the day on Tosis' pshat, that's the halacha according to the Ramah. The Mechaber has a different halacha of the Rambam, but let's see the Tosis. Motza achar hagapa, chafhemid beis. Motza achar hagapa. You found a metzia behind a wall, or behind a fence. Goizolos mekusharim, tied up chickens, oy bishvilin shebesadis on the road. Hareze lo yiga bahed. You shouldn't touch it. You shouldn't touch it. So, so Shaila is, why not? Why shouldn't you touch it? Why shouldn't you touch it?
You put it there.
What?
Possibly.
So the assumption is that the guy left it there, right? Okay. Motza kli ba'ashpa, same thing. He strategically covered it in the garbage dump. Chafamud beis. If it's open, then you can pick it up. There's a simen. Obviously, we're talking about has a simen. Now, so frek the Gemara, my time, why shouldn't you pick it up? Even if you left it behind the fence. So it seems like he didn't drop it there. It seems like he went behind the fence, pashtus, and he put it there on purpose. So why shouldn't you pick it up? Damrinan. Hani inish atzneinu. Because obviously the guy left it, hid it there. V'yishakalu, and if you take it, les leila marayu, simna begavayu. There's no simen. So what are you going to, how are you helping the owner? All you're doing is hurting him. Because till now, he had some sort of chance of getting it back. He stood a chance of getting it back. He'll go back there. But now he has no chance of getting it back because there's no simen. Mm-hmm. So if there's no simen, he has no chance of getting it back.
His only simen was where he put it.
So we'll see. Why isn't the makom itself a simen? But the point is, the guy left it there. So now what are you going to do? You're going to come in and take it. So you're only hurting him. So, Yishakalu lesli l'marayu simna begavayu. Hilkach l'shavkinu. leave it there ad osim arayu until the owner comes for shakilu and let the owner take it. Maybe that the way you tied it should be a simen. If there is a simen, so the Gemara is clear that you should pick it up.
But so if you're really supposed to, in the half a minute right now, you're supposed to leave it there, even though you have a mitzvah shava.
Right.
Right now, it would not be a mitzvah shava to take it.
Right, because now I'm not. There's a chakira on this exactly. What's the pshat? But let's just keep it simple, because the purpose of hashava is to get it back to the owner.
Right.
Is to help the owner.
Only, also only if it's lost. Don't
so now you're getting lamdish already. The pshat is it has to have a chalois. You know, has to have a shem aveda to it. So if it doesn't have a shem aveda, so mecha tasty that I have to hashava of what of an aveda. It's not an aveda. He knows exactly where it is. Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, you're going to make it worse because he's not going
okay,
to...
Okay, so that's what I'm not clear. It seems like the Lashonis of the Rishonim. I'm going to show you some nice Lashonis in the Ran. Kavaldik Lashon there. But the point is, for now, the Gemara says two things. The Gemara says, if he left it there and there's no simen, definitely there is no purpose in taking it. Because A, you won't be able to turn it. B, there's a tzad that'll be better for him. However, the Gemara says, if there is a simen... If Kesher is a simen, so you should pick it up. No, why? It's still Shver. Even if there is a simen, why are you picking it up for? Who cares if it's a simen? But it's not lost. It's Michael's question. It's not Naveda. So we'll see. Amar Rabba Abba Bar Zavda Amar Rabbi Mekusharim B'chnafeyim. It's tied in its wings. To Kuliyama Hachi Miktari Lo. Everyone ties it that way, so it's not a simen. Full heavy Makum simen. That's what you were saying. What about Makum? Where he left it? Where he left it is a simen behind the fence. It's Chafeyim and Beis. So Amar of Ukva Barchama b'medadadin. It's a type of chicken that even with its wings tied, it can hop around. So the fact that it's there is not muchach, it's a simen. So even if the guy can't identify where he left it. Okay? So
even if the kesher is not a simen, because everyone does it, but it's obvious that somebody did it.
But there's no way to identify that. Because the whole idea of simen, you have to rule out other people.
But if he did it, then he put it there. It's obvious that he didn't lose it.
Maybe other people did, and he didn't leave it there. He left it somewhere else, and it hopped there. I don't know. And there's someone else that left it behind the gate.
So how's taking it going to help?
Exactly. That's the worst point. So leave it. Since there's no simon, so leave it. There's no way to identify it.
But we're not going to say enough for it to be a hefker object.
Oh, it's definitely not hefker, because the guy can come back and take it. So therefore, I'm not allowed to take it, but I can't take it. I got to leave it there.
So is it usher to take it?
It's usher to take it. I definitely don't have a mitzvah. No, it's usher, Mr. Mim. No,
it has simon.
It has no simon.
No.
Because the kesher is not a simon and the mukum is not a simon.
But I'm saying someone made a simon, so why should you be able to take it?
The owner can come and take it. He knows it's his, but right. I can't take it. So, says the Gemara, it's a suffix whether it was left there. Here's the halacha. Kol suffix hinuach. If it's a suffix whether it was left there, lechatchila lo yito. You should not take it. But what happens if you did? This is the problem. If you did take it, so now what do you do with it? V'imnata lo yachzer. But if you took it, lo yachzer. What do you think lo yachzer means?
Keep it.
What?
Oh, wait till Aliyah Navi.
Okay, so you guys just jumped into Machlokes Tosfos in the Rambam. I'm saying like just like that. but the way we're gonna learn not like the Rambam. We're gonna learn like not like the Rambam. You said the Rambam. We're not gonna learn like the Rambam right now. We're gonna learn like Rashi and Tosfos because that's the Ramaz Psak. The Sfaradim we're gonna pass like the Rambam, so we're gonna do that next week. We're gonna come second. But Devaila, we're gonna do the Rashi Psak. So Rashi says lo yachzer, the haleka the yoiv simna. There's no simon, so how can I return it to anybody? So now it's munach hachiyava elio. Now there's another choice though. So I can't give it back to anybody. So maybe put it back. Put it back in the corner there.
You took a bisura. I don't follow why you were allowed to take it.
I wasn't allowed to.
Right, but said before, if you took a bisura, right, the guy's not miayish. For sure the guy's not miayish. There's no yush on here.
No, there's no yush, right.
So, I mean...
So, but put it back, because maybe the guy will get...
Right.
That's a way to learn a brashi. Well, brashi wasn't telling you don't give it to somebody. You don't know who it is.
Right, so keep it.
He could have been saying, don't put it back in that spot.
Oh, so look at Tosfos. That's what I said. Look at the little Tosfos, at the big Tosfos. So Tosis says a Geshmak Pshat, not a loyachzer, see the big Tosis there, I'm not a loyachzer. Yesh mefarish, dahainu davka kishnatlu, vahilicho lebeisoid. It's telling me you already took it and left the scene. Then you realize, 1 second, I'm an idiot. Why did I take this thing? How am I ever going to return it? You have a piece of a chicken here now. I have to be munachat shevolio now, this chicken?
There has to be a whole
lamb. What am I going to do with this?
There has to be a whole lamb to know all the reasons why
tomorrow. So now, yesh lochus shema bo bailim besoich kach v'loy motzu mashi nichu sham v'shuv lo yachziru levaksha. Lekach lo yachzir lemokoyim shenotal. Toysa says lo yachzir means don't put it back in the corner. Don't put it back where you were. But Toysa says it's only if you already went home. So you know, it's possible that the owner already came, saw that it's not there, left, and now he's never going to come back for it a second time. So putting it back there is definitely not an option. So now you're stuck on all fronts.
Okay, so if I didn't
got
think
your hand
answer,
answer.
I'm still standing here.
If I'm still
now
standing there, according to Tosis, you can put it back in the corner.
I should put it.
Yes,
back in the
because since I can't do hashava on it because I have no simon, the best I could do is put it back in the corner and hope that the owner will come back and take it. Now, on the tzad that I'm a shomer aveda, why am I allowed to do that? I mean, on the tzad that there was no, it's a suffik hinuach. Let's think about the suffik here. What are the two tzadim? One tzad is that it was a lost item and it just got there. On that tzad, how am I allowed to put it back? I mean, no, because on that tzad, since there's no simon, there's yush, and therefore it's mine. So I'm allowed to, so be mafker, basically. Right. On the tzad that's hinuach, so then the guy's going to come back for it. So put it back again. Right? So it's a suffix. I don't know what happened. So if I didn't leave the scene, according to Tosfos, even if I picked it up, I'm allowed to put it back. Because there's no problem. But that's only if there's no simon. If there is a simon, even if it's possible that the guy left it there, you're not allowed to put it back anymore. Because now you have a real chiyuv hashavas aveda. Because the guy who's not miyayish, he has a simon, so he thinks that if someone picked it up, at least someone should announce it. So he's gonna. So the owner is not miyayish mimonavshach. If he left it there, he still thinks he's gonna go back and get it. And if not, someone must have picked it up and is gonna put up a sign that they lost 5 chickens, so I'll get it back with that. So either way, he's not miyayish. So if there's a simon and you picked it up, you gotta make an announcement. But if there's no simon and you picked it up, now you got a choice. If you did not leave the scene of the crime, so then put it back. But if you did leave the scene, then you're stuck with this thing, zlal and void.
I feel like this case right here is really the halach. This is what we run into a lot.
Yeah, so now you found the pen on the table. Right?
In the colo.
In the colo, in the back room where people write.
Right, exactly. So now, did the guy forget it, right? Now, even if, now also you have to know, this it's safek hinuach, maybe he left it there to come back for it. So we have to, right? It's a little complicated.
It's a cliche, if you leave a pen here to come back to it, I'm saying.
Well, it's a pen.
Shtevah Zutra Shalyam over here, I'm saying.
It is or it isn't?
No, because pens are all over. There's a pen thing over there. Who knows it didn't come from the
pen? You also assume that maybe it belonged to the kail, so if you use it,
Right. A pen is not a very good example because it's not worth much enough. It's not worth enough. See, I saw this shaila. Something that, even if there's a simon, but nobody that lost it would ever bother calling someone to get it.
Depends what type of pen. If it's a Mont Blanc.
No, of course, yeah. If it's an expensive item, that's different. But most people won't leave it there then. So he must have just lost it. And there's a simon, so maybe. So
is the expense called a simon? Like you find a Mont Blanc pen
if there's
here,
a type of something that's not so common.
But if it's a Waterman, everyone knows it's a Waterman, and that itself is a simon. He doesn't have to etch his name in it for it to be a simon.
Mistama, there's not that many people have that particular item. Mistama, there's a simon on it. Now, what? Still, it's a little bit schwer because that means every time I hide something, you're going to go misharayin to my hiding spots, and then you're going to take something out of my safe because, oh, maybe he's suffik yinuach. I mean, like, what's going on exactly? So Tosis, the top Tosis, Achar Agapa, Tosis explains something very important. Tosis says like this, and this is the way we paskin. Mokum shemishtamrois ktsas. Tosis says it's like an in-between, like you're running out. Very often, this will happen before Shabbos. You'll find a $20 bill like in the corner, because the guy before Shabbos had money in his thing and he stuck the money over there in the corner, right? So it's not like a very, it's not out in the open, but it's also not a very safe place. It's in between, right? So that's what we're talking about. We're talking an in-between matzav.
I'm picturing like a bicycle inside someone's yard that's not tied up. It's inside.
Well, in his yard, I don't know. What are you going into his yard for? In a public place, maybe. Meaning, yeah,
well,
right.
I assume that a place where people put smokes would be before Shabbos.
Right, like keys before Shabbos.
Keys or money, whatever it is. You can assume that that was not put there just by accident.
Right, it was something that was put there.
But at the same time, it's in an open place. So it's only washed partially.
So
it's an open designated place.
It's an open place, which is pretty specific, but it's not Mishtamer Lagamri. So what's the Tutsdadim? There's no simon on that money. So now, the question is, if the guy, it's already Monday. So maybe the guy forgot about it.
Is that called Yush?
It's not Yush.
No. But it's an Aveda.
The guy put it there, obviously in a place where he wouldn't be Miyash on it, that he had the intention to come back.
Yeah, but if it's already Tuesday, what does he think? He probably thinks to himself, someone must have found it by now.
Or it's tourist.
He couldn't find the pushka, you're saying.
Hey,
he didn't know where the pushka was. So, so now
Travis pushka. Right? Your money here.
Yeah. Because now,
that happens all the time. Somebody puts it there on top of the hotel. Then you put your keys here and you find it. I mean,
right.
It's only mishtamer partially.
Right, it's not a simon, and it's mishtamer partially. So look at Tosfos. Makom shemishtamer is ktsas. Let's say you found it. It's very neat and organized, and it could be the guy left it there, but it's in wide open. Right? So then the halacha is, Vaday Aveda, even Isyashua Bailim, Kivin Shein Basimin. So he said, if it's Hinuach, the guy left it there, but he left it in a place that's wide open, so then you have to assume it's Yish. And what was the guy's cheshbon? Very simple. Happens all the time. The guy ran out of his car. He said, I'll leave this thing for a second. I'm coming right back. And he left it right outside his house. He told someone, you know, leave it right in front of my house. I'll be there in a second. Whatever. And then some four other errands came up in between. The guy left it there. And it was obviously it was put there, but it's put in a terrible place. So the halacha is, that's called an aveda.
And that's called automatic yush?
It's called an aveda. If there's no simin, then you can assume the guy's miyayish.
You know, let's just say we had a camera on the guy, just for halacha purposes, a camera on the guy, and he's saying, I'm going to get that $20. I can't wait to get it. I did not have miyush.
I put the $20. I put the $20. I didn't hide it under the mat. I put it on top of the mat, outside the coil. So what's the guy's cheshbon? The only possible cheshbon is, either he lost it, but even if he put it there, what was his cheshbon? I'm going to put it there. I'm going to run to the mikvah. I'm coming right back. Okay, but it's 4 hours later. So now, obviously, something else came up and the guy forgot about it. Either forgot about it or he doesn't care enough to come back. But either way, it has a din of an aveda, has no simon, so you could assume there's a yish.
So let's say someone who picks up the $20 says to his friend. Because
even if the guy remembers now 2 hours later, by now he's convinced it's not there anymore.
But if I say, oh, I just found $20, this is awesome, what a great day for me. And someone says, oh yeah, I went to the mikvah, that's my $20. I say,
it could be Yatzei Deshamayim, but basically, the guy was, you asked the guy, why don't you go back for it?
Yeah, but remember, it doesn't have a simon, so he can say what he wants.
Right. Now, you have to know, why isn't Malcolm a simon? Sometimes Malcolm could be a simon.
Well, if he can tell you exactly
let's say the Erev Pesach sale, Mizel sale, that people put their stuff in piles, you know, they come back.
And he paid for it already?
Not even paid for it.
Well then it's not yours then.
No, well you put it that you're so in shops in the shopping cart. Oh, it's the last chicken nuggets.
You can steal a shopping cart.
No, I want that chicken nuggets out of there. You didn't pay for it.
It's not Zayla, that's just not right. It's
okay,
not
I'm Zayla. Saying.
Store
yeah, don't get involved. The prizes last night. I'm saying, that's what happened last night. You know, but
let's say you did buy it. Let's say you're not waiting to get the car, and then put it in a place, and then the car, you know,
it's not a makom mishtamer.
No, you it was a makom mishtamer that you piled it all in one pile.
Yeah, but you came right back, Taka. So the guy's stomach is his stomach.
Let's say the guy went to get the car, whatever happened. There's a whole bunch of things there.
So a davar she'ein by simon, Tosfos says, and it's not in makom mishtamer, it has no simen, it's considered an aveda, it's a regular aveda. So he nuach in a place which is not mishtamer at all, a place which is wide open, it's considered aveda. If it has a simen, then you pick it up and you pick it up and you announce the simen. If it has no simen, then simen can mean makom or any simen. If it has no simen, then it's yours. That's the halacha of makom she'ein mishtamer. Makom that's mishtamer legamri, zoktoisus. Uvamakom ha-mishtamer, afilu yesh b'simen lo yigaboy. Even if it has a simen, leave it alone. Datanan masa kli tomen ba'ashwa lo yigaboy. It has a, it's a makom mishtamer legamri. So what are you getting involved?
We just need a simen for it. Then the makom is the simen.
Right. First of all, even in the makom, and whatever it is, even if there's a simen, so you could say, look, I'll pick it up and give it, I'll announce it. No, but you're making it worse for the owner. Don't touch it. Period. So the whole sugya, Zoktosis is talking, Safik Hinuach, is talking of where it's an amok mishtamer ktsas. It could be the guy put it there.
You still shouldn't touch it, right?
And over there, if there's no simen, you shouldn't touch it. It could be if there is a simen, you should.
Why?
Because if there is, we'll see. Because if there's a simen, you could always return it to the guy.
Why isn't the fact that it's mishtamer a simen that he put it there because it's mishtamer? So therefore, makom is, again, a simen.
So, you know, if makom is a simen, makom is a simen. But we're talking about chickens, that makom is not a simen. Right? But most items, you're right. So if you find something behind, I took out a sefer, and behind there, there was, I don't know, some guy's keys, or chves, I don't know what, they got put behind there for Shabbos, right? So obviously, that's, you know, I don't know if it's mishtamer legamri, but it's pretty mishtamer. So, no, theoretically, you could say, well, it's mishtamer a little bit, and there's a simen, so I could pick it up and make an announcement. Unless it's mishtamer legamri.
Is it? What's the simen on it?
Well, keys.
Meaning like
it's car keys, whatever. So.
If it opens your car,
I would think that's somewhat of a simen.
Now, if that's a simen. So if it's cash, I could also pick it up. I'll pick it up and I'll make an announcement. You know, I left cash in a specific place in the base manager. Come tell me where it was, because the cash didn't get there by itself. So the makom itself is a simen. So safik hinuach. Now, what if it's vada hinuach and there's a simen, but it's a makom shemishtamer ktsas? So it definitely was left there. And it didn't land there by itself. It didn't fall out of the guy's pocket there. But it's not like a safe deposit box. It's not so safe for it to be there because the next guy that takes out a safer maybe will take the money. So it's not super safe. So should you pick it up or should you not pick it up? And makom is a simen.
I'd say don't pick it up.
What?
Don't pick it up because you have what to tell you that it's.
Yeah, but there's a possibility that the guy right now, right, he's not coming back for it because he forgot about it. So maybe you should pick it up for him and announce it.
So let me ask you, why do you never see announcements made or little tzeppelin on it? You just think it don't.
You should, probably more.
In Eretz Yisrael.
Is that because the world doesn't come to your shir? I mean,
is there what to be tzeimichan?
Because you really don't ever see people announcing. I've found $20.
And even if they do announce it.
You obviously haven't been down to BMG Corporate.
and even if they do announce, they do it wrong.
Hey, the Detroit Stock on signs have been hung up.
But isn't it the announcement usually wrong? Also, they take what it is. I found a watch that was this type. You shouldn't do that. You should say, I found something in this place, or I found the type of watch. Please come and claim what the watch is. Right?
Yeah. You don't see signs of any nature. Even people that think they should do it wrong. I still don't see.
Most places, he found something on the street is Rav Goyim Pashtus.
So yeah, found your marshal. Yeah. Found something behind the safer here. You should see a sign.
You should.
It's true. What I've done is I just put leave it back it. There. Yeah, leave it there.
Right.
I didn't think this judgment.
Right. So look at the
other issue is my marshal. He found cash on Yishayel Street. Where are you hanging up that sign?
No, exactly.
This happened in the Shabbos. I took my safer out and the keys fell onto my stender. I don't know where it fell from, so I put it to the shelf above. I left it there. I don't know.
A key is the well.
I put it in his shelf.
It was a mukta key.
I don't think
was
so.
A key fob or just a key?
Just a key. It's a bunch of keys. It wasn't. I don't think it was. They maybe had one little mukta thing, but it's most.
Let's look at the cheshbon. The cheshbon usually has to be that had the guy. That probably what happened is there's a possibility that the guy forgot about it and didn't come back for it yet. But if you know it's still Shabbos and it's a muktzah item, then you have no reason to assume he didn't come back for it.
All right. Okay.
So I don't know if you have the same. Look at Sif Tes, Sif Yud, Reish Samech. I don't know if you can read it.
Page on the, what's the page on the bottom?
It's page 281 in the Shulchan Aruch section. On the bottom, see, it says 281. Yeah. In the Rashi letters, in the Ramah. It kol el divrei Rambam, aval yesh cholkin b'chozeh. Okay, it's a little small letters. But over here, 281 in the bottom, you see the numbers here?
281?
Here, okay. It's 275, 281 you want.
Okay,
so this is Reish Samech Se'if Tes. So there are, Sif Yud, I mean. So the Ramah says like this. V'chol elu divrei Rambam. Aval yesh cholkin b'chol zeh. People argue. V'sevir alehu. And they hold the following. Gimul chilukim b'davar. There are three categories. De'im ha'davar mishtamer. If it's in a fully guarded place, kigoyim. Talis oikardum, bitzad geder. It's a fully guarded place. It's a place which is going to be, the guy can come back for it. V'hu safik, im hinichu baylum sham. But I don't know for sure that he left it there on purpose. Maybe it fell out. Lo yiga bohen, don't touch it. Don't touch it. Bein yesh by simen, bein ein by simen. So don't touch it at all, whether it has a simen or not. Oh, so even if it has a simen, he says don't touch it.
It's in a place that...
Safik hinuach. He's saying even if it is... Yeah, I mean, because you have to know it's vada hinuach in that case. Okay. So if even if it has a simen, but if you did pick it up, im yesh by simen yachris. If it has a simen, you have to announce it. Im by simen, yemunach hachav elyo, leave it until elyo comes. If you picked it up and you didn't take it home yet, leave it, put it back where it was, because the guy will be able to come back for it. But if you took it home already, then you can't leave it there. But if you left it out in a, you left it in a makom she'ena mishtamer klal, you left it out in the street. Afilu vadai hunach. Even if it was for sure left there on purpose. So the guy on the sidewalk, you see a very neatly organized pile of something. What?
Stack of bills.
Yeah. So the guy left it there on purpose, for sure. Right? But it's wide open. It's not a good place to leave things. Ain by Simon. Loi b'chevitz v'loi b'makam ha'vishol mo'itzai v'imyesh v'simen otul machris. It's an aveda. So it has all the dinim of an aveda. Even if it was left there on purpose. But if it was in a bad place to leave it, so it's considered an aveda, and if it has no simon, you're allowed to keep it. If it has no, if it has a simon, you should announce it.
But
look in the sma.
What is the status of aveda? Is it a yush lomidas? Is it,
no.
There is yush, or we're not.
No. No yush.
No yush. You have to treat it as a.
As a regular aveda. If you look in sma ois nun, which I can't, it's on the left hand column, halfway in the down. It says nun. Afilu vaday hunach sham. In the sma is meira seinayim, ois nun. The guy's cheshbin was to leave it there on purpose. Because he was in a rush, whatever. So there's no simon at all. But again, if makom is a simon, so then you have to announce it.
He says
if there's no simon.
I'm still wondering, is the yush happen memela because of the place? Does it automatically... You know, the fact, the place where you kept it now says, oh, this guy for sure is yush. Can we now, the person who finds it can say, this makom tells me that...
Well, if it's not a specific type of makom, there wouldn't be a, right? Or it could be a walk, it's a dog, whatever. There's no makom on a dog, right? You lost an ant or something like that. So in those cases, yeah, there's yush automatically. He doesn't, even if he left it there, but he knows it's not going to still be there where he left it. Right, but if it has a simon, it's a very specific simon where he left it. It's a bad place, but since it's a bad place, it's considered an aveda because the guy obviously forgot about it temporarily.
What about the Torah where it talks about the donkey that walks? If you find someone's donkey, is that because there's
a simon on the donkey? Yeah. So the point is, right? Well, again, so what was the guy's cheshbon? He left it there. Yeah, he left it there, and he had in mind to come back for it. He obviously forgot about it. Became an aveda temporarily. Now you have to pick it up, and there's no yish, maybe because there's a simon. If there's no simon, there is yish. Depends. Okay, let's continue. But if it's in between, kigoin shvilim shebasodois, a few safik hinuach, yesh besimin noitul machres, vim ein besimin le beguf le makom lo yitlano. Vim lat loy rak biyodiv loy lichel basil yazesh or ein a makom mishtamer hatem, viemunach achevel yo. But it's a big problem because once you took it, you can't put it back there. So if it's an in between, so what do you think is a good example of an in between? I would say you found a $20 bill in that corner behind the garbage. Right? So what was the cheshbon of that guy that he left it there?
He hid it, no one else will find it.
So. But Lamais, it's not a good hiding place. It's a decent hiding place. It's not a great hiding place. And there's no right? So it's Mokum Shem.
You can say it's not a Shady Wiz, like we've done by accident.
It wasn't just, it's a Safik Hinuach. You know, Pashtus, he left it there, but maybe it just that kind of is an Aveda. So now, what was the guy's cheshbon? Even right? But it didn't walk around, so maybe Mokum is a Simen or whatever. So the Aloch is there. It's a Mokum Shem Shtamer Ktsas. So like this, if there's a simen, you should pick it up because it's like an aveda. But if there's no simen, then you should just leave it. Because what are you gaining anything by moving it?
So then when the cleaning guy comes in and sees the 20 there is and he takes it, now everyone loses.
You do. Cleaning guy's the guy. He doesn't know. He's
right. But you're saying if I know the cleaning guy's going to come, so yeah. Then I should pick it up already now because it's like Zuta Shai. What?
Let you show again.
Yeah, okay, fine. So but I'm saying, but basically, if Mokum is a Simen, it's a Safek Hinuach. Now, most of the cases of Safek Hinuach, Mokum is a Simen, because the only case that Mokum is not a Simen is chickens. They move around. But that's a pretty clear Simen. So what really you should do is you should announce, I found $20.
You know, but not take it.
Well, let's work out. Let's work
I
out.
I lost $20, but you didn't tell me
where
it was.
I lost $20. Where'd you lose it? Behind the garbage. No problem. Here you go. Done.
So you do take the $20 with you.
According to this, Malcolm is a Simon. If Malcolm is a Simon, then you should announce it. Now,
okay. Are we talking about a place where there's no cameras? Is that also we're not?
What's a white cameras in my life?
Because I happened to me. I lost it. Someone took my jacket or something, and I was able to figure out. And I saw it was an accident. I was able to look at the cameras for the certain amount. I know from what time, and I was able to look at the cameras. I found out who it was.
Very good.
Huh?
Really? Yeah. I found it on the camera. I saw the guy. I was talking to the person. We both put something down. He took. He switched and took. The
Did that happen here?
Huh?
It was here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
No way.
Yeah.
He didn't do it on purpose. It was a new middle ground of what's considered a simon as far as the muck.
For right. Camera,
I know. So that throws things off. That throws it off.
It doesn't matter where I am. The fact that it's there, random place. No, it's possible I left it there only because it was lachol masad.
Right. So it's got to be, I think nowadays, most of the time, mukum would be a simon. So therefore, if mukum would be a simon.
It's called a lost object.
It's going to be called a lost object because the way the Ron explains it, is Mimonosho. Where are you gonna? Are you giving him a better chance of getting his item or a smaller chance of getting back his item? That's really what it boils down to. So if it's a Malkum Shemishtam or Lagamri, by you taking it, you're only limiting his chances to get it back. Because now he has to see your sign, he's gotta bother calling you, he's gotta locate you, and he's gotta give you the right simon.
And he's fighting against all the other ones who are trying to take this.
Exactly. So fine. As opposed to just leaving it in a place that is fully guarded, no one's getting it. So why bother? But if it's a place like that, so where is he more likely to get back his item? If you leave it there, one second. If you leave it there, 15 other people may come, make a bad cheshbon, hefker, this, everyone's all of a sudden, whatever.
Prayer doesn't work that way. There's no simon that says you decide which one's better.
No, but that's the Ron. Let's look at the Ron. The Ron is over here. He's beautiful cheshbon. The Ron is on this page. You have any you have those double pages here? The Ron says like this. We're going to learn the Ron, we'll wrap up with this Ron. But that's how the Ron explains it. Chedushi, here. It's in this one. The Chedushi Ron, it starts on the back of the front cover. The last paragraph there, where I arrowed. Here. Nira dahachi pirushai. Kivan dahai, safik hinuachu. It's a safik. I don't know exactly what happened. V'loi vadai. Di'ikala meymar, derech nefilahu. Maybe it fell out of the guy's pocket. I don't know exactly why it's there. Maybe a guy dropped it when he's throwing out the garbage. Or maybe he left it there. I don't know. So yitol v'yachris. Why? Mimanosho. Ti'i derech nefila hava. If it's a regular nefila, zuhi aveda. Shemuzar leh litolach. This is an aved of the Torah. So you have a chiyuv. V'ider hanocha. And if it's if the guy left it there on purpose, akati le mafsid the lemidi, you're not making him lose anything. Look at his cheshbon. Sharei b'makom shemishtamer ve'ena mishtamer hinichim. He left it like in a middle ground, not in a very safe place. Va'af kishiyitlam zeh. And when I take it, gamkein reshusay shalzeh lebaylim mishtamer ve'ena mishtamer. Me holding it for the owner is also in between. Why the kiv and this beisimin karav adavar? It's very likely shekishiyachas when I announce moitzi zeh yavoyu abaylim ve'itnu simin ve'itlam. It's very possible to get it back. That's why the Gemara asks, "When I have a kesher simin, klomar vito v'yachas, if there's a simin, announce it." But if it's for sure left there, kivan she'enzu aveda shemuzar alea klal, since it's a vada hinuach, it's for sure left there.
So it wasn't lost.
It's not lost. Einzu aveda shemuzar alea klal. That's your lashon. It's not an aveda. Don't take it. I'm not gaining anything from the owner.
The problem is that according to the Sma, you never know if it's a vada hinuach.
Right, that's the thing. Unless it's literally like that case, it was behind the bookcase. So there's no tzad that it fell out of my pocket to there.
That's not lahakum ma'asai. I mean, nobody's going to stick it behind if it's just heavy for
it. Yeah, it's muktzah, whatever. I have a reason why I left it there.
Does this mean half guarded, but malkum ashtar ve'enu ashtar?
Yeah, it's in between. Bishum dekivan devadai hunach hinuachu ve'en zu aveda shemuzar alea. So what am I gaining for the guy? Let's say it's not such a safe place. But guess what? My rishos is also not such a safe place. Because he may not see my sign. He may not announce. So I'm not gaining anything. And it's not a mitzvah. So why am I getting involved? If it's a safek hinuach, then maybe it's a mitzvah. And even if it's not a mitzvah, I'm not making him lose. So then I got to pick it up. But vada hinuach, says the Ran, you shouldn't. Eino rashai litlo mimokam mishtamer ve'eino mishtamer sheinuch abaylum ledaitam ulanicha b'mokam acher mishtamer ve'eino mishtamer. Which is my rishos.
Wait, so if it's a mokum that is mishtamer, then I should never take it. There's a better chance of him finding it that way.
Right, l'chora, two things. If it's a vada mishtamer place, don't take it. And if it is a vada hinuach, also don't take it.
So $20, not $20 in there, but $20 there.
Yeah, leave it.
It's a vada mishtamer.
What do you mean vada hinuach? Vada hinuach has to be mishtamer k'tzas at least. If it's a vada hinuach and lo mishtamer.
Yeah, vada hinuach mishtamer k'tzas, yeah. Vada hinuach lo mishtamer at all, so then, yeah, you are helping him. Right? That's the next paragraph where I underlined, I bracketed. Why? If on the tzad that it's an afila, I'm helping him. Afila hachi, on the other tzad, maybe he left it there. And on that tzad, I'm making him lose out. I took it from a place that's mishtamer lagamri to a place that I don't know if you're going to get it back ever. So he says, leave it. On that side, leave it. So this is the Ran's cheshbon. So basically, the way the Ran says it is, if the guy vada hinuach, leave it. Safik hinuach, vada mishtamer, also leave it. But safik hinuach, mishtamer and mishtamer. So if there's a simen, so then you should take it. And mokum is very often a simen. Right. So I think the $20 halacha l'maisa back there, like safek hinuach, could be the guy just fell out of his pocket. Not vada hinuach. And it's mishtamer rein mishtamer. And there's a mokum is a simen. So in that case, you should not pick it up and pick up the $20 bill and announce it. But behind the bookcase is a vada hinuach that you should leave. And that's what the Ramah Paskin, right? The Ramah Paskin, this really, the Gimel Chalukum Adavar, Ima Adavar Mishtamer, totally, Kigoyin, all those cases, even if it's a Safik Hinuach, then Lo Yigabohen, right?
But that $20 behind the bookcase is called Mamash Mishtamer. It just means that you place it down on purpose.
No, but it's a Vada Hinuach.
Right, but anyone can get to it, though, so it's not Mishtamer.
It's us.
Yeah, but we made a chiluk here between mishtamer legamre and mishtamer veinu mishtamer.
Right, but this is a vada hinuach though.
But that's okay. But it's not a case of mishtamer legamre. I have access to it.
It's a ktsas mishtamer vada hinuach.
Vada hinuach, you leave it.
So, vada hinuach is really our starting point.
Yeah. That's not, at least the way the Ron learns.
Not the place that, not its ability to be protected. That's secondary.
How should you announce the $20?
I found $20. I found $20 in the coil or whatever. Let's say you still need a simon as a muckle.
So here's the thing: is that let's say you're being a nice guy. You think you're being a nice guy, and you say, yeah, I lost $20. Okay, here, fine. You don't have to make the guy ask for a simon.
No, you have to.
That's a problem because now you might be giving him someone else's money.
Exactly. Of course, you're a shomer. You're a shomer. You're responsible.
If someone's going to say that it's my money and the guy starts finagling and he's a goner, then you're dealing with one anyways. It's not like you gave into it or you whatever. This guy's aim.
But if you didn't do your proper shmira, you're a shomer for the other guy.
Look, you know, people in wedding halls, they always find rings, jewelry, whatever it is. Yeah, 100%. Found a ring in a wedding hall. Now you call me, you tell me what the ring, you know, how does the ring look like?
Exactly.
But here you're telling me
the proof of burden is on the person. Who wants it, not on the person who found.
We have to actually have them make the right simon. Meaning,
is the amount,
you have to tell me where you lost it. In the colo might not be enough. I lost it in the colo. No, I lost in the front left of the colo, maybe you have to say. How far do you have to tell them that? How specific do they have to get? In the front left of the colo or the colo, I lost $20.
What is the simon? He wouldn't have been able to guess if he didn't do it.
Can the amount be a simon?
So not on money. I don't think on money. I don't think on money. Money, I think the only thing would be the simon is. We'll figure this out. All right. Fine. We'll pick this up again next week.